Chapter 8. Have seen Oliver Twist clutching at the dainty viands that the dog had neglected. I wish he could have witnessed the horrible avidity with which Oliver tore the bits asunder with all the ferocity of famine. There is only one thing I should like better, and that would be to see the philosopher making the same sort of meal himself, with the same relish. Well, apostrophe said the undertaker's wife, when Oliver had finished his supper, which she had regarded in silent horror, and with fearful auguries of his future appetite. Have you done? ? There being nothing eatable within his reach, Oliver replied in the affirmative. Then come with me, ? said Mrs. Sowerberry, taking up a dim and dirty lamp, and leading the way upstairs. Your bed's under the counter. You don't mind sleeping among the coffins, I suppose? But it doesn't much matter whether you do or don't, for you can't sleep anywhere else. Come, don't keep me here all night. ? Oliver lingered no longer, but meekly followed his new mistress. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.